Also coming up today, a surprising discovery for Radio 1 DJ Chris Moyles.
Did you say Moyles means bald?
Yeah, a bald servant.
Bald as in no hair?
Yeah, but the reason it means that is because they worked for monks. The tops of their heads were...
My surname is Bald.
Yeah.
Bald, as in slaphead, as in no hair.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
Yeah, he didn't like that, did he? Chris Moyles retracing his roots for the latest series of Who Do You Think You Are? Morning, Chris.
Hiya.
How are you doing?
Oh, terrific.
Oh. No dressing room?
No dressing room.
It's in this, right? Shane Ritchie, there, dressing room. See that? June Brown, that was my dressing room. You've seen what it's come to now? Look at that. It's Chris Moyles on a chair.
Sorry, mate.
You know, this show's going down now. I'm not going to watch on Monday.
Really?
Yeah. Pointless.
Will you come and talk to us, though, in a minute?
I think I'll come and talk to you first.
I love you, Chris Moyles. See you in a minute, then. Thank you.
Welcome back.
Sorry to snigger.
This is going to be trouble now.
There's a naughty boy sitting here.
He's already told me I'm rubbish.
I was just saying you really let that whole cake decorating link just fall to pieces.
Did I?
Yeah.
Didn't
you
hold
really
it together.
Did.
Unprofessional.
Tell you what, Shane Ritchie saved that item. Who'd have thought that would have happened? Tell you what, he's a lovely looking colour, isn't he? This prophet of Saint-Tropez must be through the roof. Him and Peter Andre, good lord.
They're still here.
My telly.
They're still here.
Yeah. They can't talking you. About people when they've left. They're actually still here.
Big fans of their work, I don't think.
So, still to come, we've Chris Moyles.
Hi, everybody.
Also, Shane Ritchie.
Love him.
First, do you feel that your home is no longer where the heart is? Are you desperate to move but can't afford to? This seemed like a really good place to put this link before you sat down.
Yeah.
If you are bored of your bedroom or you long for a new look living room, then we would like to hear from you.
Yes. If you like, go and take a photograph of the room you dislike and email it to us. And then send it to us at thismorning@idv.com. We need to receive those by midday next Friday, the 24th of July.
You'll be in the Bahamas then, love you. So I tell you what, send them in quick if you want phone to see them.
I'll be sending my own in. Because
I
can do that now. And I'm going to enter the competition as well.
Because you can then.
Yeah,
you can get
a
free makeover of the house.
Yeah, well, I want to meet David Beckham.
You can't do this one because you're still here.
I know, that's what I mean. But he'll love it. David Beckham, once he's met the viewer who wins this, he'll put himself up every week.
He'll wish it was you.
Yes.
Yes.
And it will be me.
Come on, you're into my time here.
090 12 93 33 33.
Yeah.
So I finish at 12:30 tomorrow. What time does that line close?
Tomorrow. Is it 2 o'clock tomorrow afternoon?
An hour and a half to get in with that one, so that's good.
Tomorrow show you can.
Thank you. Now, look, our next guest, known for being controversial, outrageous, sometimes out of control,
in
his latest project, DJ Chris Moyles is showing a more sensitive side as he retraces his Irish roots in the current series of Who Do You Think You Are?
So that's my mum's mum. Mother's crossed out. It says living with grandmother. Ah. Wow. Okay, so... So that's not her mother then. So the O'Keefe isn't the mum. That's her grandmother. While I'm here, actually, this is Hannah Nelson.
Oh, isn't she very attractive?
She's all right. Careful, she's family.
She's family. I had to be very careful.
Hannah Nelson's a bit more real now. All of a sudden, she's a living person. But now I've come away thinking, who was her mother? Where's she gone? There's my mum, there's her mum who works here. Where's her mother? I don't know who she is. Was she dead?
Well, did you find out?
Yeah, that's the one sad thing about when you do Who Do You Think You Are, is that all the people, all your family or relatives, they're all dead.
No, I mean...
Do you know, it was...
Hi.
It was
Hello,
yeah. It's fascinating. It's a fascinating thing to do, and it's a very. This is me being very serious for just 1 minute. I feel very privileged to do Who Do You Think You Are, because the resources, the amount of work they put into it,
to research your family and to down to the minutest detail. It's just mind blowing.
What were you expecting to find when you said
nothing?
Yes?
I was expecting nothing. They come to you and say, would you be interested in doing it? So I go yes. So I ring my mum and dad and go, are you all right if I do this show? And mum's like, yeah. So you give them a bit of information that what I had, like my mum's mum and my dad's mum and dad, and then they go off and research, and you forget about it. And then they come back about 6 months later, 9 months later, and they go, right, we've got a load of stuff. We want to do the show. Do you want to do it? So you say, yeah. They go, right, don't talk to your mum or dad about it. Don't talk to any of your aunties about it. Just forget it, and then turn up on this date, and we'll start filming.
So they have talked to mums and dads and aunties?
I think so, yeah. But it's the weirdest thing, because, like, we had to go to Ireland to film mine, and I'm in Ireland, and I said, oh, I must give my auntie a ring, tell her I'm here. And the producer director goes, are you Auntie May? And I'm like, how do you know my Auntie May? And he goes, I don't know your Auntie May. Oh. And you go, you spoke to my Auntie May? I haven't spoken to anybody. And they know everything, and you know nothing. It's the weirdest show to
so
do.
So those revelations, when people are given a piece of paper or some information that brings you to tears, which does happen to a lot of people, the crew all know, and it is seriously at that moment the first time you found that.
Yeah, well, yeah, it's the first. It's like I think I say even in the show, it's like the TV show Treasure Hunt, but with bad news. And you just they kind of take it somewhere, and they go right. So this is the church where your great grandfather got married, and that's the vicar there. Go and talk to him. So you go okay, and you walk in, and you go hello. My great grandfather got married here, and he goes, "Yes, we've looked in the books." And you go, "So you really, you know Colin. Nothing." So when you watch the show, you know, and you're going, "I wonder what happens next." I'm sitting in the car driving somewhere, and I don't know what's going to happen next either.
Did you cry?
Yeah, I cry at the end. Yeah.
Because
the money's great for that show, and when it runs out, no, I tell you what, because it was long hours. It was done in a week, and you film all day. It's 12-hour days, and you know nothing, and you get drip-fed all this information, and it is information overload. I had to kind of sit in the hotel at night and make my family tree just to remind me who all these names were, because it starts to spread out, and. There's a bit right at the end of the show where I get up, they basically take me to the field where my great grandfather got shot in the war.
And this is in Ypres, isn't it?
Yeah, in Ypres, which is this massive, horrific battle during the war, where many people died, ridiculous amount.
Tens of thousands.
Yeah, it's just so sad. Mm. And because you've followed this story for a week, you do really get massively sucked in, and this fellow I never met, who's, you know, my great grandfather, all of a sudden becomes very real. There he is, there. Look, what a handsome man! But you should have put his hat on the right way for having his photo taken.
So that's James, isn't it?
That's yeah,
James.
Yeah, that's my great grandfather.
And he was how old when he died?
He was in his early 40s, I think, or it was mid 40s. He was because he went to war kind of fairly at a fairly late age because it kind of just came out of the blue.
So he had kids.
He had many, many kids, and. And it's just a very, you know, it's just when they take you to a field and you've travelled all the way to another country, and they go, and this fella goes, and this is probably the area here where he died, and he looks at you, you can't help but go, that's quite deep, isn't it?
Well, the thing that made you cry, which upset you the most, was a report in the newspaper when the manner and the nature of his death. Mm. Which is fairly graphic.
Yeah, I don't. Do you know what? I kind of don't want to tell anyone about it.
No, that's why I didn't say.
Yeah, and there's friends that I haven't really told much about because I want them to kind of. I genuinely, across that week, found out the story. And if people watch the show, which I hope they do,
it's
next Wednesday. Yeah, next Wednesday at 9 o'clock. You're on the other side. But yeah, just watch the show. And the one thing I will say is that I do feel like this is the most serious interview I've ever done on the show. I do feel like I'm merely a vehicle to tell the Irish story. So if there's anyone who's Irish or like I am of Irish descent, it covers a time period which will just affect hundreds of thousands of millions of people. So my story is going to be very, very, very similar.
And relevant
to many, many people watching now.
Did it change your view, your opinion of history?
It certainly made me more conscious about the family. And I've always been the kind of person where I do feel as though I'm merely my father's son. I do feel as though I'm just literally... There are other people who have been before me and done much greater things, like going to fight in a war where I just play records on the radio. So I do feel I'm just a product of other people.
So you've made in a good way, you feel you've connected with them and that you're somehow
genetically and that's a little bit real.
Through
and,
their lives.
And I like the fact, my dad didn't know much about his granddad.
Yes.
So I like the fact that I found out a lot of stuff for him. And, you know, and by the time it's my turn to leave this great place, then at least I'll be able to hand something down to my family, you know.
Yes.
You know what the Irish are like. I've got a gazillion cousins in Ireland. And it's their story as well, which is really so many people's stories. So it's really nice.
And it's on the front cover of
How
Radio
handsome
Times.
Do I look
at
there?
That. So look at you.
Look at that. Look
You're
at
like
me.
James Bond, aren't you?
I am, like a fat James Bond.
Yeah.
Do you know the only embarrassing thing? Well, there's a few embarrassing things about this. Is that all the Moyleses are really short. He was 5'3". You know, and I was thinking maybe it's just some cut, but
well,
we're all
it would
short.
Have been good for him.
I'm a giant at this,
at
my height.
Yes,
at six,
but he
six,
was.
Four.
Do you know what's brilliant here is that we've spent so much time. We've only got 15 seconds for you. If you were going to give me a hard time, you've now got 11 seconds.
Oh, I just want to say I'll give you a hard time in the next series. I'll be watching tomorrow.
Six, five.
I wish you all the very best, and I love you very much.
I love you, Chris Miles. See you after this.